This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. So we've done the prayers of people that aren't entirely heroes or villains. We've done the prayers of many of the companions and many of the righteous predecessors and scholars and some unknown people as well that that were able to even benefit some of those great scholars. How about the dua of a tree? The prayer of a tree. Now, this is a hadith, it's an authentic hadith of a man that saw a dream of a tree making dua, and he conveyed that to the Prophet, peace be upon him. So the Prophet ﷺ used to ask the companions, who amongst you saw a dream last night that we could benefit from? A good dream that we could all benefit from. And in this situation, you have this man that says to the Prophet ﷺ, O Messenger of God, I saw last night a dream, a very strange dream. He said that while I was sleeping, كَأَنِّي أُصَلِّي خَلْفَ شَجَرَ, it was as if I was praying behind a tree. So there was a tree that was basically my imam, and dreams obviously can have different symbols and different meanings. So I'm praying and there's a tree in front of me. He says, so I made sujood, فَسَجَدْتُ فَسَجَدَتِ الشَّجَرَ, and so the tree prostrated as well. I prostrated and the tree prostrated as well. And then I heard the tree make dua, make the supplication. The tree said, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. O Allah, write me or write for me a reward with you because of this prostration. Wada anni biha wizran, and remove from me a sin because of it. وَجَعَلْهَا لِي عِنْدَكَ ذُخْرًا, and stow it for me as a treasure with you. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and accept it from me as you have accepted it from your servant Dawood عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. All right, so this is a very interesting hadith. Again, the tree was making this dua in his dream, and obviously it's not an actual tree, but there's he's learning a prayer in this. And of course, everything glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this glorifies Allah. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, as Allah says, you don't understand their glorification. But in this situation, O Allah, write for me a reward with you because of this sajda, because of this prostration. اللَّهُمَّ اكْتُبْ لِي بِهَا عِنْدَكَ أَجْرًا وَضَعْ عَنِّي بِهَا وِزْرًا, and remove from me a sin because of this prostration. وَجَعَلْهَا لِي عِنْدَكَ ذُخْرًا, and stow it for me as a treasure with you. وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَهَا مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and accept it from me as you have accepted it from your servant Dawood عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, peace and blessings be upon him. The Prophet ﷺ loved this so much, this particular narration, and saw it as a form of divine wisdom and pleasure. The Prophet ﷺ actually made sujood. He himself prostrated alayhi salatu wassalam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the same dua with that sujood, which teaches us, you know, many lessons. And this hadith is in Sunnah Tirmidhi. It's an authentic hadith from Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. One of the things that we take from this is that as you're making sujood, as you are prostrating, recognize that the most beloved station, the most beloved position that you are in with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your prostration. And this is a lesson that Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah mentioned, that only the human being has been created to make sujood perfectly, to prostrate perfectly, that our bodies are created to pray, our bodies are created to prostrate, that all of our limbs touch the ground the way that they do, with our heads, our foreheads on the ground, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer and humility. And there is nothing more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than that. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that you are closest to Allah in your prostration. So when you go into sujood, when you go into prostration, that's your time to make a very special prayer, a very personal prayer, especially in the nawafil, especially in the voluntary prayers between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prostrations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow that humility to be conveyed in our prostration to Him, in our prayer, and outside as well, in obedience to His commands. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll see you all next time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.